Here's the essential summary for the $500,000 category error, why your home isn't actually appreciating. The bottom line, homes don't appreciate, land does. Buildings are depreciating assets that age, break, and become obsolete, while land value increases due to scarcity and location advantages. This fundamental confusion distorts housing markets, traps buyers into overvaluing structures, and creates a renovation economy that masks underlying depreciation. Who needs this? Home buyers evaluating properties, homeowners considering renovations, real estate investors, anyone who believes homes always appreciate, buyers in high-cost markets like Greater Boston, people making long-term housing decisions. Key insights. Number one, land appreciates due to scarcity and location, buildings depreciate over time. Number two, property price increases often reflect land value, not building value. Number three, renovation preserves fiction of building appreciation without addressing scarcity. Number four, policy systems overattribute value to structures, discouraging replacement. Number five, aging buildings accumulate health and safety risks silently. Number six, separating land from structure value enables better policy and investment decisions. What to do next? When evaluating properties, separate land value from structure value. Use tools like property analysis to understand what you're actually paying for. Consider whether renovation makes sense or if replacement would be safer and more sustainable.